we're in.
Talking more bollocks, Owen.
Bonus episode.
Yep.
And it's an extra bonus because Owen Brennan is here.
Owen, how are you?
All good.
All good. Calvin, how are you?
I'm all good, Terry. How are you, pal?
I'm fresh.
Just recorded TBX. Terry got an offer going over from the listeners.
Some people would say it's justified. Some people now. Not me, Terry. Some people.
It's become regular, hasn't it? Fuck your dog.
You need to get your rep back up.
I'll knock someone out.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Yeah, I'm not taking the gamble anymore. Yeah. One clip around the side of the ear and back the bar mount. A holy God, scaff one or the other. Fuck that.
Do you want a question?
Please.
Right, from Jack. Speaking of Jacks, did you talk about Moylan? Hat-trick on
his debut. Class.
Jack Moylan, hat-trick on his debut and not called up to the next squad. How does that make sense?
Yeah, what happened there? I was thinking that as well.
What more can you do? You scored a hat-trick in your first appearance for Ireland. I was like, nah, mate. Catch you on the next one.
Hmm.
So Jack in Melbourne wants to know, would you rather sleep with wet socks on for a week or sleep in a bed with Nature Valley bar crumbs?
Oh.
They're hard.
Oh.
That Nature Valley, they take the bleeding teeth out of you.
Oh, wet socks are so bad, man.
I think it gets to the stage though where, you know, you get the wrinkles in your feet. You know, like, do you ever go in the bath and you get all wrinkled?
You sit in the bath for too long, you get out like a lizard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it gets to that stage when your feet are wet that you just, for a week. How long did he say? Is it a week about?
A week with wet socks.
Or the Nature Valley bars.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I'm taking the wet socks. Yeah.
Crumbs in a bed is bad, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm taking the wet one. Fuck that, man. I think you'll eventually get used to it. You probably get bleeding trench foot or something like that, but at least you're getting a good night's sleep.
Are you getting a good night's sleep?
You're getting a better night's sleep.
Possibly, yeah.
A better night's
sleep. Yeah, possibly. Yeah. I'll agree with that. Wet stockings on.
Do you ever try and get a crumb out of bed? Oh my God. Like
that
you brush
one,
it.
You brush it and it starts dancing.
It's back forward than where you left it. Like started off. That makes no sense. How is that working? Like,
do you ever put your phone down on the bed when you're lying in bed and then you go to find the phone?
It's like the remote.
And it's gone.
It's gone. But then when you lift up something, it goes flying across the room.
It's the wall. You're like, hell. It's the weird how we all have the same experience.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like, how do we... Every single person that's listening to this is going to know exactly what we're talking about.
Next one. Gary wants to know. Lads, if your friends heard you got arrested, what is it they would assume you did before hearing the truth?
Ugh.
Terrence, remember I got arrested. Yeah. What did you think I done?
First of all, I thought you were dead. Or, what did I think you did? That was during COVID, so I did think it was something to do with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, a million miles away.
Actually true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the money there.
That was mad how I knew that.
Yeah. Because it's so easy to get nicked.
It's so easy to not get nicked as well, though.
No, but like, you know, you have a disagreement. They just be like, you cursed at me. That's abusive language. And you're nicked. And you're like, this actually won't go anywhere. Like, there'll be no charges. There'll be no more of this. But you still have to go to the station and get processed.
It's always keep her up and you'll be putting handcuffs.
But that's what happened to me.
Back of that card that's like, shut up you. And then you're in handcuffs.
But that's what happened to me. That never went any further.
Yeah.
Like, I left that station that day and that was the last I heard of that. Do you know what I mean? So that's how easy it is. Because like, if a cop says, I'm arresting you, there's nothing you can do about it. You can resist. Then you're resisting arrest.
Yeah.
But there's nothing you can do about it.
I would presume that for you, that would be my first instinct if you were arrested. Mounting off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then a traffic offence that led to mounting off.
Yeah.
But like mounting off shouldn't be an arrestable offence. I had a run in with the guard last week coming home from work and I snapped. And I told two of them to fuck off.
Oh yeah.
Coming home from work, walking the way I always walk. An incident was happening to the right. I'm looking to go straight. As I cross the road, there's a copper there. I goes, is all right if I go down that road? He goes, yeah. Went to go down. He goes, but go around. And he said something like, for Jesus' sake. I goes, well, I'm on walking around this way for fuck's sake. And another copper goes, mind your language, you. I goes, you fuck off as well and you fuck off. Do you know what annoyed me even more? I'm older than the two of them.
Mountain off. My grown man.
I should have said that.
Yeah.
But he goes, mind your language. I was like, I can course if I want.
Mind your language.
I can course if I want.
Yeah, where are we in fucking fourth class? Shut your mouth. I actually haven't had an interaction with the guard in a long time.
Do you know what else I always think back to as well? The two times when I was driving on the live show and I got stopped. I was like, what are the chances it is? It happened once. I was like, remember that happened? That was mad. And it happened on the next one. I haven't been stopped since the bar, gosh. I think they know. We're in the big time now.
Maybe you're just civilised.
I don't think I've done anything any different.
Not getting stopped by the guards.
Not doing that any
island in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of red flags for middle classism going on.
Let's
here.
See what you're getting at there. I think he openly admits he's middle class now though. Can't be able to deny.
Yeah, but working class.
Wear a night tracksuit and Asics in here all you want. We know who you are. Do you get me? Just come in the Zarsa.
Ava from Donegal. She's
from Donegal.
Donegal.
Remember we called her out with a live show before and it was a big roar. Remember we were doing like loads of random places and we were like, anyone from Donegal? And there was a big roar. I was like, why are you?
The hardest part in the country to get there.
But that's why that was my thought. Like, you had to come on all the way to Vicar Street here. From Donegal.
It's not as if you can jump on a train.
They might live in Dublin.
I didn't even think like that. Shut up, Alan. Don't be coming in with logic all the time.
Ava wants to know, and she has specifically said this is for 1 year free TBX.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Lovely.
So,
just going to be good.
Remind people, best question of May.
Yeah.
Gets themselves 1 year free TBX. Has to be emailed.
TalkingBollocks@goaloudnow.com because I see people leaving questions on the Spotify feed. They won't be considered.
Nope.
Or on Instagram, they will not be considered. Nope. TalkingBollocks@goaloudnow.com.
Is Caden still winning?
Yeah.
Yeah, we think so. And it's the worst question we've been asked in the last 2 years.
It's not so much the question, it's the answer it inspires, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It inspired the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see how you get on here, right? So, Ava's question. What one question do you wish people would ask you, but don't? Calvin will be something to do with...
the extension.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
He just wants...
He wants people to ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What marble is that?
Yeah. And then he's gone. Obviously, when you mention the extension to him. Oh my God, man. Where you're asking your dog, does he want to go on a walk? The ears and all come up. Honestly.
Boys, yeah, I swear to God.
Here we go.
I put up a video of the kitchen, yeah. I've never got so many reactions from women in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, gee. You swear it was a fucking Harry Soul's concert or something was on. I don't bleeding now. What are young ones in there? What are bleeding?
But they
and middle aged women. Oh, geez.
Love that. Christ. That's why they call it a woman's touch, don't they? When you go into a gap, like you can go into a gap and now was a
what colour are your presses? I don't bleed enough.
Yeah, I don't know, but they look alright.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe, you know someone said, have you got a gas hob? Yeah. Oh, I love that. It's a hob. You cook on it. What difference does it make?
What's your one?
We don't care.
Well, you have to answer the question.
Well, sorry. What's his hob? I thought you said. Sorry, Tony.
He's like, what's your question? Oh, what way did you answer that, bro?
How's the running going? Any marathons coming up?
What do you like talking about? What do you wish you
could love talking about
more?
Running.
Love talking about running.
Yeah. What if the question was something like, Terry, don't you agree that the whole caterpillar thing was very unfair on you? You'd like that question, wouldn't you?
I'd nip it in the bud fast. Just go, yeah, it's very unfair. It's false.
But this person's obviously on your side.
Oh yeah, fair. We were only talking about that yesterday as well. And I was just saying, like, isn't that mad pittish day? I don't know how that was. Do you think that's what... Sometimes...
I'm over it. I thought Alan would have told me by now, but he didn't. Mm.
Sometimes during the day, I'll think about that. I'll go, who could that have been?
It was someone in your circle, bro.
It was someone that knew me. Mm-hmm. But, I'm not saying they knew me because it's true. I'm saying they knew parts of the flats and all that not everyone would know. So I'm like, you were in the flats.
Did we ever say the caterpillar leaker? I tried to contact you once, but the details you had left originally didn't work. So I'll get in touch again. This is from Harry. I was wondering if you had to make a bus route through Dublin, where would you have a go and stop?
Can we talk about as well how the 27 is the most antisocial bus route? It goes from Darndale to Talla through town. Like, that's trouble written all over. Like, who come up with that? Like, who's in Talla being like, I need to get to Darndale? And vice versa. Because if you like got people from Talla need to get to town, yeah. Get one bus route that goes from Talla to town. And like the inverse of that would be going from Darndale to town. Don't join the two places up. You're just picking up people along the way. Come on, we're going to smash a few windows. No bother. Collect me at Talbot Street. I think you should get paid more if you're driving 27. Glenn, the bus driver, I haven't heard him in a while.
Mm. Yeah, where the fuck is Glenn? He's fighting with us because we didn't mention his name that time.
You have the look of a man for whom buses are completely irrelevant.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't been on a bus in years, man.
Really? Years?
Yeah. Years.
Terence thinks it's a sign of poverty if you get the bus.
Margaret Thatcher.
No, I just don't need to get the bus, boys.
Remember I said to him, I'm getting the bus, I worth a fortune. I was like, I'm getting it for the practicality, not because of the cost.
But he has a car.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, why are you getting on a bus?
And how hard is it to get to here in a car? And where you're parking, it's actually very inconvenient to be driving it. And it's getting more inconvenient.
Whereas but you're far out now as well, which makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
but
why you'd get a bus? Why the fuck would I need a bus?
What's going to happen now when Reggie gets a bit bigger?
In terms of what?
Just
getting the bus? He doesn't need to get the bus. What the fuck's he need to be on a bus?
He's insulted by that. No son of mine's going to be getting the bus.
Reggie gets bigger, or maybe there's a tech kid or whatever. The time is likely to come when you need a bigger place. And what if that means moving outside town? And what if that means a life where you have to adjust to things like getting buses?
Nah. Nah.
It's possible.
Nah, it's not possible.
It's not. You never know.
Because I'm driving now as well. I just drive.
How often have you driven that car?
No, a good few times now.
Yeah. Brennan drives.
Yeah.
Still gets public transport.
Oh, that's there. Oh, you get the train, bro, don't you?
Yes. How many years am I saying, I have to stop talking, I have to leave to get a train?
I think we've walked you to the train station before.
I've been on the train, man.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so was I.
Yeah, but no, me and Owen then
going to Belfast, did you?
Yeah, but me and Owen then got the train from Connolly together.
Did you?
Yeah. He hates. He's hating this. He's got my nothing. Jealous.
No, that's annoying. Yeah. Just a little more.
Ah, we haven't had a good nickname in a while.
Oh, here we go.
From Kyle. Have a lad on the site that always asks questions. We call him Mark. His name is John.
Question. It's like a riddle, bro.
Question mark.
Oh.
No.
It's too much of a tinker.
Yeah.
It's too much of a tinker.
Yeah. Amy's uncle's name is Dougie. He listens to the podcast, yeah? Dougie, yeah, no problem. His real name's Anthony.
Where'd Dougie come from?
I think it's his middle name. I was like, what? Where's, like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
I was like, how are people getting away with this? That's your middle name. What's Reggie's middle name?
Doesn't have one.
No?
No, it's just Reggie Power, yeah. But everyone was saying it was like, and what's his middle name? Like, it has to be like your uncle that died or someone that died. And I was like, you're just forcing someone's name in.
Reggie Culio Power.
You know what I mean? It felt forced.
If you're not going to do one, you might as well do Culio for the crack.
Yeah.
If it's just going to waste.
Yeah, it's already.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do his happy word.
Why not, like, you know what I mean? So how often do you get your middle name out? Do you know what I mean?
No, but this was my whole point, like, what is the point of a middle name like that?
Yeah, so throw it in there. My last passport had my middle name on it. And it was actually mad annoying because it's like I had a double-barreled first name. I was like, that's my middle name. And then John, you're getting called and all. So I call Calvin Aiden. And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I imagine. Yeah. And if someone I've had a stands up behind me, the Aiden's on holiday.
Have you ever once in your life been in a place and heard your name called and there was another Calvin there?
Never.
Never?
Never, yeah.
What does this mean, never? Like, it's a obscure name?
Yeah.
No.
Many Calvins, you know?
I know. No.
You were supposed to say nine Calvins.
No.
I know another Calvin O'Brien.
Yeah, I know another Calvin O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
I know loads of Calvins.
Grew up in the same area. Mad, isn't it? A fella texts me. Yeah?
Yeah.
The 30 fella has more days off than the school kids at this point. We have a boxing nickname for him. 30, the tampon flower. And the crowd would chant, in for a week, out for a month. In for a week, out for a month. 30 flower.
It's actually decent as well. Do you get me? That's what's annoying about it. I'll punch his head in.
Gavin from Ballymun.
Yup. Feel like Ballymunners have gone very quiet on this.
Feel like everyone's gone very quiet.
Yeah.
People are busy.
Gavin sends questions into Stala too, and there's a big hint of Stala off this question.
Okay.
If you had to have the equivalent of a 2v2 snowball fight, but instead of snowballs, you had to choose live animals.
Hamsters.
He has three questions. What animal would you pick?
Hamsters.
Two, who's your partner? Three, what map are you picking?
What map?
As in, like, Call of Duty map?
I guess that's what he means. But let's just say, what venue?
Picking hamsters. I'm picking Thomas Towel. And you can pick any venue. I'm picking Vicar Street.
Why Vicar Street?
Because you have the balconies and all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but why not the board, gosh?
Because that's all sloped in one direction, whereas Vicar Street's a square. So it's hamsters. Like an arena. Yeah, because they're the most throwable. Live animals.
Hard to go against that, like hamsters, frogs, stuff like that.
We have to presume the animals are behaving as they normally would, so hamster's going to be hard to grab hold of, no?
A hamster? You turn the lights on, the hamster dies. Do you just keel over? Yeah, that's getting launched. They do. What would you say? They're the most fragile animal out there. So I hate when people get them as pets. Like, that thing's lasting a fortnight. That's it. You better prepare your child for grieving. Because that thing is dying. Yeah. Or else you better have a replica of that hamster. But yeah, hamsters, the most throwable of the livestock, I'd say.
It's hard to argue that on.
You can't throw a board, because you throw a board, the wings come out and you fly away.
Yeah, or a Jack Russell.
Jack Russell's take the ankle of you. You wouldn't have a finger left.
Yeah.
So are you picking Jack Russell's?
No, I'm saying you wouldn't. I'll go frogs. Frogs are catchable and throwable.
We don't. Frogs are less catchable than hamsters.
I've caught frogs before and got in trouble over it.
Yeah, but hard to catch them. And they're slippery. Imagine you throw one and it slips out of your hand. You'd be like, bastard. Yeah. Do you ever throw something and it slips out of your hand and it hurts you? Because you put all that power into it and you're like, oh, how does that make sense?
I don't know.
How is it when something slips out of your hand and hurts your shoulder then? You're like, oh, that was so. So yeah, hamsters, Thomas Towell has the best throw of any young fella I've ever seen growing up. And then Vigashri.
What about a small tortoise? Hard shell.
Yeah.
Not very easy to catch.
Someone on.
I'm trying to win. Very easy to catch. Good aerodynamic properties, I'd imagine.
That's what I was going to think, Eddie, because one side is curved, the other side is flat.
I know you.
Whereas hamsters go perfectly into a ball.
Mm.
You said snowball. So I'm thinking, what could replicate that? That's a hamster called up. This could be the best question we ever had.
That's a very... No, you were right in what you said at the start. That's a very stolid question.
Yeah.
That's something for Darren Conway to just sit there and think about.
Terence, for a young fella who grew up in town, I know you used to go around throwing stuff.
I have, honestly, one of the best throws in town, and I'm willing to fight Thomas Tell for that accolade.
You kill this down there, Terry?
No, I'm not. I'm not
the best
sure about
in town.
I have, honestly, an unbelievable throw.
What animal? Frogs?
Frogs! The board, gosh.
And who else?
Pure power.
The board, gosh. Linda from Pierce Street, she finishes with saying, please don't read this out in Owen's posh voice, but... Sorry, Linda. There's no one else here to read it.
Less of the classism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at you, you fucking idiot.
What?
Just because you're gone middle class now.
No. The fundamentals of this podcast, yeah, is showing people that we're trying to break down these boundaries. There's no point in saying... Everyone discriminates against us, fuck them posh cunts. No, you're supposed to bridge that gap and be like, look, we contribute to society, you contribute to society, let's all go on together. You know what I mean? You don't fight.
You know you have an island in your kitchen.
Like that's like saying, let's fight racism by being racist to people.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Linda says, say I'm fuming with you is an understatement saying that Pierce Street is in town. But then Terry chimes in saying Ringsend is.
Yeah, sorry about him.
Yeah, no, but you know what I mean. Did you know what I meant? Like, like you'd never call Ringsend town or anywhere, Pierce Street, any of them. I wouldn't anyways ever call any of them town, but I was like, if I could adopt one, it would possibly be that. Or Ballyferma.
I think that's a different question.
That's kind of what I was getting at. Like, you'd never say Ringsend is town. Like.
Ballyferma is the north side of the south side.
Mm.
If you're from Pierce Street, you're not from town. Like, if you bump into someone and say, where are you from? It's like, oh, I'm from town. What part? Pierce Street. Doesn't work.
No.
Doesn't work.
I may be Oliver Bond, actually.
You think that's town?
You could nearly get away with saying that's town.
Would you say Greek Street is town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, what did she say?
Yep, she went on to say, give your head a wobble, Pierce Street actually ends at Doyle's Pub just beside O'Connell Street, and you're saying it's not town. All my life I hung around town with Northsiders and everyone from Finglas Coolock. Everywhere always call us townies. You need to take that back pronto. I haven't signed back up to TBX yet. I won't be until you rectify this. Surprised at Ger Walsh as well. You must have bullied him. There you go. That's from Linda, who describes herself as a future and former TBX listener.
But that's like me saying I'm from O'Connell Street because Sean McDermott Street runs onto O'Connell Street. Well, technically it doesn't, but like that part of Pierce Street that runs up to there's no residential places there. Do you know what I mean? That's just the end where the Garda station and all is. So now I'm pointing out that listeners, anyone who's familiar with the geographical locations of Dublin, is Pierce Street town. I haven't heard anyone say that it is other than her.
TJ wants to know, if you had to smell like a bag of crisps for the rest of your life, which are you choosing?
It's a horrible question.
And which would you not like to smell like?
Say that again.
If you had to smell like a bag of crisps for the rest of your life, which are you choosing? And also, which would you not like to smell like?
Oh, boys. That is a very, very tough
question. Well, you can't smell like cheese and onion.
You can't.
So that's the...
It's very overpowering.
Yeah.
It is very overpowering.
Yeah.
I cannot stand salt and vinegar. Can't stand it.
Yeah, I love it.
If you're picking one to smell like...
Prawn cocktail.
I was going to say barbecue.
Oh, bacon fries.
Yeah, something along those lines. Where it's like, not necessarily crisps, but like, you know, it's a flavour. Fuck, that is a hard L question. Like, cheese and onion and sour cream, yeah? They're cousins. You know where I'm coming from? Like, sour cream and then the cheese and onion flavour. They're cousins. They're related to each other. Salt and vinegar isn't related to them.
Would you go with something subtle?
Ready salted.
ready salt.
Mm.
Not a bad shoe, Owen.
People will get a faint whiff off you, but they can never quite put their finger on it.
Yeah, that's a good shoe.
Mm.
What's the worst smell of crisps?
Cheese and onion, or it's banging.
Those posh cheese and onion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be. If it was on someone.
Yeah.
You'd be like, right.
But I don't feel like that's the worst smell, if that makes sense.
No, I don't think it's a bad smell, but if you smelt like it's cheese overpowering. And onion, you're like, yeah. Holy Jesus.
Yeah.
You have a wash. Do you hear me?
Do you know what else is annoying? That different companies use different colours for their crisps.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's like some company would use a blue packet and a cheese and onion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be illegal.
Yeah.
There should be a...
I agree with that.
There should be like a law. You know, you have to follow by these guidelines. Like your cheese and onion have to be green and then your salt and vinegar have to be blue.
Should be like an international code.
Yeah. Like traffic lights. Everyone know green means go, no matter what country you're in.
Is every country green in the whole world? I'll look that up.
Has to be, on.
Seems one country they don't use green.
What country?
For go.
Has can I guess? Do I have to guess? Middle East?
Can I guess the colour? Is it blue?
It is blue.
How do you know that?
Just because blue, like a bright shade of blue could look like a green on a traffic light, you know what I mean?
It's the bluest shade of green that you get away with.
Turquoise.
Apparently there is international treaties that agree everyone has to use green and red.
Oh, there you go. What country is it? You
guess Japan.
Japan?
Japan, you were there.
I wasn't driving.
Jack says he enjoyed the John Sweetman. Said John Sweetman episode was great. He'd like, he suggests a future guest. Actually, it's weird, Calvin. We were just talking about this. Getting a firefighter from Dublin Fire Brigade on.
Yeah.
That's a good shout.
Yeah.
As like firemen, like the shit they go through, man. Fuck.
I always find as well, too, with, when I'm walking down the road, the blokes and fire brigades, they're always beeping and like, what's up? Do you get me? Be good to actually get one on, wouldn't it? That's a mad niche one.
Hmm. Send it out with them, probably.
Fuck off. That would be lethal.
You know they have a pole in the station. They do go down a pole. I was like, I thought that was a myth. Like I thought that was something that they did in like the 1920s. And then they just come up with a more practical thing. But no,
what, do you actually go down a pole?
They get the bell gets rang, you have 90 seconds to get ready and they go down the pole.
Fuck off. Like a lot of little strippers going down to blame put the fire out.
That part of the job, I'm like,
why are you not just running down the stairs now?
Because you have all your gear on.
And what?
So it'd be hard to run down the stairs with all the gear on. I just go down the pole and you're at the engine then.
I get down the flightest.
Like imagine we're all there. Right, let's go. He's like, hang on, Terrence is coming down the stairs.
Everyone waiting on me. Yeah.
Sorry boys, I'm bollocks. You know what I mean?
I think we get a video of you going down that pole. And I think Linda and everybody else, you can call Pierce Street, you can say it's not Terrence as much as you want. She is staying signed up TBX.
Yeah, fact. A 14 second video of me going down a pole in the fire station.
How was taking you 14 seconds?
14 seconds.
To go down a pole?
No, like me introing, it's me, Cody Penis, I'm going to go down a pole now.
14 seconds.
I have to get dressed as well, no?
90 seconds to get
dressed. You think you're getting dressed in 14 seconds?
Takes an hour to put a shirt on a live show.
Yeah, that's because they'll be slowing down on purpose. Fuck that.
What, delaying the start?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you said 8 o'clock sharp, it's 4:15, Tarn's on the second button.
Yeah. That's our episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us whatever you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Yeah, guest suggestions as well. Fuck it, why not?
Send us whatever the fuck you want. And the best question sent to the email this month is going to win a year subscription on TBX. So get the questions going. Send them in and we'll see you next week.
Take us out there, Al.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Till your body is dead. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker. Go down. Go down. Go down.